The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. End of the third hour. This is a short 5-minute segment, 18-minute segment coming up, then a 6-minute segment. We're going to your calls right now for Dr. Nick Begich. You guys all have questions and comments. He can comment on them. Jim in Maryland, you want to talk about the fact they're trying to get rid of our borders and then use the groups, I guess, as a political voting block. But I want to get Begich's take on that. Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, hey, I just want to say something, Alex. This is country, you're done. The thing I don't understand is I grew up in this country, and you couldn't go to Japan and become Japanese. You couldn't go to China and be Chinese. But you could come to become an American. And all these people, I'm going to go back to what C.L. Bryant said about, you know, give somebody their comfort. They don't want freedom. They want their comfort. And they're taking all these things from us, not letting Alaska use the resources there or the oils or whatever in this country. Why are we not back harder on these people?
Dr. Begich?
Yeah, you know this idea of no borders. You know, the fact is the cultures of the world are too different to erase borders. You know, we've got a couple hundred years to go before people are really on the same page. I just don't see that as a practical solution to anything. In fact, if you really, it's easy for someone to come in comparably into the United States. Go look into what it takes to give up your U.S. citizenship, you know, if you ever wanted to do it. You can't without the government's permission.
And now they're saying they'll still take your after-tax money even if you do. They're kind of saying you can't.
Oh, yeah, they'll take 20% on your way out the door in capital gains of everything you own. They will not let you leave for tax reasons, only for political reasons. And that way they can deny you entry in the future for those very political reasons that might cause you to rethink your citizenship. The fact is it's not, you know, the U.S. owns us in that sense. We're not.
No, that's what
sold.
I was saying in the last hour, is that I don't even, our family ranch, we don't really own that.
No. I have some property outside of tax jurisdictions here in Alaska. In fact, outside of our organized boroughs. So it's property I really own, you know, because I'm not taxed under it.
Wow,
every
that's
year.
So rare.
It is so rare, and Alaska is one of the few places where there are still unorganized regions of the state where you can actually achieve that. You know, and otherwise, you're really just on the lifetime payment plan, because when you're done paying the bank, you're still paying the government for land that you're theoretically owned.
And they can raise the property tax where you can't pay it. It's so sick. Caller, great points. Thanks for holding. Carrie in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thank you.
Alex.
Hey.
I've been trying to reach you for about a year. I've sent you about 100 emails.
Well, brother, you're on the air right now. This seems to always happen. When somebody says they've been waiting a long time, I automatically know they're not going to talk. Sir, do you have something to say?
Here, I'm here.
Go ahead.
You can look back through the emails, okay? We are all moving right now through a magnetic field and leaving a trail. A traceable trail, and have been for at least the last 1,000 years. I know that sounds wild. It sounds crazy.
No, you're talking to the guy that can answer that. I had a big former Bain Capital analyst on. He said sunspots are what control economic cycles because, like the moon, it affects the brain. I'll hold you over so you can finish your comment, caller. You say you've been waiting for years to get this out, but just say it. You don't have to, like, people always call up and want to be screened on air, but what do you think about this talk of this magnetic field in the galaxy? Is that true?
You have tremendous impact by these fields that are usually pretty subtle. I mean, the word lunatic comes from the lunar cycle, which was observed, you know, hundreds of years ago, because at the full moon, people recognized there was a change in behaviors. When you look at the sunspot cycle, it correlates to the economic cycle. It correlates to wars. It also correlates to major economic swings.
That's what Harry Dent was saying.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. I mean, you can look historically at the record, and you can make the correlations are really easy to make. The same thing is true when you look at global warming. It's actually, if you look at the sunspot cycle, it parallels...
Stay there, sir. I'm going to come back.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if. They ask when. So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time, even after consuming alcohol. And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers. Man, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled BUYEPICNIGHTS.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill, one Epic Night. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, if you just joined us, we're taking calls, wild card calls, just on different issues from Sue and Chad and Chris and Carrie, and that's it for the calls. For Dr. Nick Begich, we're going to talk about some more solutions, a really important solution that's verifiable to absolutely make the United States, but also the rest of the world, incredibly wealthy. So that's coming up, dealing with energy in just a few minutes after these calls with Dr. Nick Begich, a scientist, best-selling author, one of the main land experts up in Alaska, and consults with Native tribes all over the United States. His brother, obviously a U.S. senator, his dad, a famous congressman, who got a lot of reforms in for Native Americans in Alaska, but also in other areas. And he joins us right now. But the caller said, Alex, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year. And people just joined us. I'm recapping it. It's the magnetic waves we're going through in space the last 1,000 years. It's different. And he didn't finish his point. He just kept pausing and I said, no, we had Harry Dent on, top analyst, saying that sunspot cycles with wars, economy, we're going out of one of the peaks right now, supposed to bring us down. We got the chart on screen for TV viewers. And Begich is like, well, of course that's a big part of it. This is known by police departments the lunar cycle. It's just known by hospitals. It's a reality. Because, you know, the moon changes the tides, changes hormones, really affects women more in some studies I've seen. So finishing up with that, caller, what is your point, though, or a specific question for Baggage? Because he's a perfect guest to have on with the question. What specifically are you talking about, an ion field? What are you getting at, sir?
Okay. In short, we are all moving through a magnetic field on an atom-by-atom basis. It's not wrapping around the Earth. We're moving through it point by point, atom by atom. And we have been for 1,000 years. And with the right software and the right equipment, you can go back and you can see what really happened and hear what really happened. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm writing you. That's why I definitely didn't want to talk to you online. I'm scared to death. I'm telling you that, and
I mean, what are you, an electro? I mean, you're some type of electrical engineer or physicist, because that's the argument, is that you can hear echoes of everything throughout time and space, and read energy fields like electric, currents that have already passed through, or radio telescopes. I mean, are you specifically working, say, for DARPA in research of this, because I know they're looking at that, or are you theoretically coming up with this in your mind, and it's so exciting that you're freaking out?
No, it explains everything.
Asked you, sir, are you a scientist specifically that has equations or tests showing what you're saying? Oh, well, send me some information. I appreciate your call. Dr. Nick Begich, that's an interesting topic he brought up. And so bring it up, to speed with what you know.
Well, this whole idea of being able to go back and read energy fields, I think that is an area that's certainly expanding in research and people's interest. Think about how information is transmitted through wireless and reconfigured in television sets, as an example. The idea of capturing that information long, long after it's passed. Yeah, absolutely. I would disagree with the caller in this sense. It's not 1,000 years. It's for eternity. We are in an electromagnetic soup produced by all kinds of natural and now man-made phenomena. Radio frequency energy alone is 200 million times more now in the last 100 years because of what man's introduced on the planet Earth versus what nature normally was making available to us. But the difference between nature and man is man can create the situation where they can direct and control that information, which gets back to that earlier subject of manipulating the human brain and human mind and human emotions. This is where the science is going, and this is a very dangerous area.
Exactly. If sunspots control wars and irrational exuberance and everything and increase them, then imagine what artificial systems are doing.
Oh, yeah. And this idea of the cell phone towers or any other electromagnetic system being used is extremely well known. We've been reporting on it since the first major articles, the one, The Mind Has No Firewalls, 1998, Perimeters, U.S. Army War College. Great document. Everything in it is proving itself out. It's taken from an earlier Russian report. I know one of the best, the top biophysicist in Russia, Alex Kavaranin, and his ideas on this perfectly correlate with what the caller is suggesting, in the sense that we can manipulate human beings to electromagnetic field.
We just lost his Skype.
Atoms, molecules, and eventually body.
All right. Your Skype came back in. And again, none of this technology is bad in of itself, but it's that the technocrats are clearly anti-human. When I look at federalization, globalization of curriculum, and they literally teach 2 + 2 = 5, that is an attempt to really screw kids up and to make them dysfunctional. And for me, that's really a real benchmark. It shows that the ruling elite are really bad people. And there's a mix of good people in the system as well. But the higher up you get, the more psychopathic, kleptocratic, disconnected from humanity they are. Do you disagree with that statement?
I agree 100%. I mean, the thing is we don't need to teach kids what to think. We need to teach them how to think. Math, reading, basic skills, and then give them the tools to use their mind independent of the propaganda being packed in it in organized curriculum from around the country.
Exactly. I look at textbooks now. They are designed to not work and screw people up. And then it turns out we have the documents that that's on purpose. What type of elite wants to screw people up?
People who want factory work and slaves. People who want people to lay down in the street and give up. People who don't want us to think for ourselves. You know, that's the whole essence of what we are as human beings. We are independent souls created in the image of a creator. That means a lot. That means every one of us has incredible potency as individuals when we activate the mind to be controlled by ourselves. This is the essence that they resist the most. All the mind control work that the government did, the thing they found out that scared the heck out of them is when they realized that every single human being had this innate potential. And the way to suppress that potential is to keep people in an environment of fear, confusion, and worry.
And that feeling weak, feeling hopeless, and insecure. That's what Madison Avenue does. I had Bruce Fine, top constitutional lawyer, former head lawyer for the FCC on, who got rid of the Fairness Doctrine. And he said, look, Alex, what you got to understand is when they attack us, and I've always known this, but when they try to suppress us, that causes innovation. And I was realizing, if we, the enemy attacking us and doing this mind control, that's what my dad has always said, but it's only clicking now how right these men are that are older than me, that it's going to go in ways they don't know. It's going to trigger us to be even greater. Now, for the general public, it's going to annihilate them and hurt a lot of people, and we don't like that. But for some of us, it's going to trigger the type of historical, physical, but also cultural mutations that the establishment's not going to be able to deal with.
Oh, that's exactly it. We did a mind effects closed conference on this in Dallas some years ago with the best in the world. And what they said is we are on the edge of the next evolution of the human mind, where we're going to have these anomalous capabilities. And the elite, the New World Order, they are not going to be able to touch us. That's coming. That's the real revolution, and that's what they're fighting against. That's what mind control is really about, is shutting down our capacity to reach our higher capacities.
Well, I've interviewed General Stubblebine, the head of Men Who Stare at Goats. They made a joke out of it. But they're on record what's been declassified is the problem was they would boost all these people and get them to this higher level, and then they automatically wanted to fight the system. I mean, that's the issue. You boost somebody like they're going to boost their own people to fight us. Once they boost them, they're going to be at our level or higher and be more human and not want to hurt people.
That's exactly right. And I think this is, again, when you start to look at these programs now drifting towards how do you wipe out memory? How do you really start to refine what the feed is? And that's really what's going on. It's a control of the feed and to try and suppress these higher ordered capacities at the same time as exploit them. And that's the challenge for DARPA. And it's really. We need to let go of fear and worry, be confident human beings, recognize what we are. We live eternally. This is a stop between short interviews. We need to move forward as sovereign individuals, doing the things that we believe are right and true to the extent that we each individually can. That's what changes the world. That's why talk radio is powerful. It reminds us that we are not in this alone. We are in this together. We can make a difference.
Wow, powerful interview. Amazing. I'm going to skip this network break. It's so important. We have this clip of this physicist, Sneed, and Seed, and what's his full name? I forget it. That's right, Richard Seed, and this was on Discovery Channel. And this is the attitude of Ray Kurzweil and so many others. And they're really smart men, and I admire much of their work and their inventions. But the compendium of the futurists they put on TV, that they make the head of Google technology and future programs, they have this attitude of, you're not even people. We're going to become gods. We're going to brush you aside. Well, I don't think they're ever going to become even superhuman or advance to the next level while having an attitude of shutting off other people. I mean, you reap what you sow is a universal law, karma, whatever you want to call it. I don't know how these guys are so smart. Then they have this real anti-human attitude of me, 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 mine, mine, mine. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
We are going to become gods. Period. If you don't like it, get off. You don't have to contribute. You don't have to participate. But if you're going to interfere with me becoming God, I'm going to have big trouble. and we'll have warfare.
So there's the attitude. They've seized the future. They're deciding what to do. We don't even count. That's the end of my free will. Don't they know that that is at a fundamental level a universal crime in the universe?
You know, I think there's ego is so big on the part of some of these players. And that's what I see as I meet many, many people in leadership. They either have a very humble heart or just the opposite. And, you know, and I think eventually this all catches up. And I think we're in that phase of history. You know, there's a lot of unrest in the country right now, in the world right now. That's actually feeding, I think, the changes that are coming too. And it's the necessity of another jump in human thinking and our ability to think is certainly there. I mean, consider what we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis as human beings. It's the inevitable next step. I think we're going to open the door to a lot of possibilities in the course of this, but it's going to be a rough road. These elitists that think it belongs to them, that's been the problem for at least a couple thousand years, suppressing the population so that we don't recognize what we truly are. If we could just recognize and remember the gifts that we have within us and believe that we can manifest those gifts,
absolutely,
they'll come. And I believe the technology will lay the blueprint where our belief systems will change, and we'll see these things naturally manifest in the minds of man.
And instead of trying to suppress the general population where there's guaranteed individuals that would take us to the next level, I mean, the elite should see the entire population as a treasure trove instead of a detriment. And then the self-fulfilling prophecy that we're junk, they program us with junk so they can point at us and say, see, we're better than them. That's not elitist. That's not what a real elite would think. It just makes no sense.
Well, you know, again, as they fail to recognize the value of each human being, and you know, and some countries don't put any value on humankind. And what we're seeing is more and more of that drifting into Western governments to the point where we're just numbers on a tax record. You know, we're chattel on so many levels. But that is not who we are. We are way more than that. We are powerful individuals capable of creating change within our neighborhoods and our communities. Do what you can. Don't take on some impossible task as individuals. Take on the one that you absolutely know you can do, whether it's these issues or other issues, and that's how change happens. Put people's feet to the fire. Confront the issues. Provide the information. That's the only way we're going to see the mindset change from this defeatist attitude. We need to rise up out of the ashes of our apathy, claim our birthright, and change the world. That's what we're each called to do. That's what we're here to do. And we can do it in every way, in every which way, with every small and large thing that each of us engage in. We don't have to wait for a group to form.
No, that's right. And if you read the three or four books written by Brzezinski on this, who is one of the top global strategists, he's in the top five that we know of, that's all they talk about openly, knowing the public doesn't read their books, is, you know, the human potential is too powerful. They're going to take over, and then we won't control the future and the life extension technologies. Hurry, let's dumb them all down. Obviously, these are not the people to lead us, that they would act like this.
Absolutely. And again, you know, good leaders keep getting taken out. They either die in plane crashes. They get taken out in political scandal. You know, this is the way it's done. You know, you either play ball or they try and bury you. This is the way it happens. You know, here in Alaska, they're going to spend probably $20 million on a Senate race. You know, there's only a couple hundred thousand votes that are going to decide that race here. There's only 700,000 people even live in this state. But they're going to spend $20 million, and you know where that money's coming from? It's not coming from citizens who live here. It's coming from big multinational special interests that want to drive the truck. They don't want to control politics. They want to own senators. They want to own representatives. They want to own this country and own the very soul of the nation. That's what needs to be stripped away. Don't listen to the media ads. Don't listen to the garbage. Dig into who these people are. Make your decisions based on real records and the things that are important to you. Whether you support the R's or the D's or the independents, find at least people that you can believe in and do something for them. That's the only way anything ever changes. And then hope they rotate out before they get corrupted, because unfortunately over time, that's inevitable with so many politicians. They value the power more than they value the opportunity to serve.
Well, and the elite know how to scare you slowly, and then basically you get support and safety from joining one of the combines.
That's what's happening. on so many levels. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and go to Chad in Tennessee. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Dr. Nick Begich of EarthPulse.com.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Good. Hey, yeah, this is the first time I've called. I've been listening to you for about 6 months now, and I tell you what, I've enjoyed every episode that you put out. And I want to thank you and the other patriots that, you know, do what you do. And, you know, it's a shame. I posted a comment on Facebook a couple of weeks ago about how the United States has fallen under tyranny once again, you know, after almost 200 and some odd years ago. And I got called a fool for this.
Well, there's a lot of weak-minded people that are scared, so they just say that to make them feel big. They also have on record bots that respond now. They already have the CIA, already has major publications writing fake news with computers. So, sir, don't even listen to the bots. They're getting rid of comments on most big news sites because usually the comments are pro-liberty. So they're trying to create a synthetic, artificial groupthink. Dr. Begich, you want to comment on that?
That's exactly it. You know, it again is about manipulation. So, you know, screening out and controlling the dialogue is what all that is about. I mean, it's the whole nature of our society right now is control the dialogue, control the debate, control the discussion. And every way that technology can support that, that's what's happening. The idea that people are giving up their private information through internet, through all the electronic forms of information, that's our digital doorway. That's a doorway to our home. That's what should be protected. We should own all of that information, not private industry.
I'm thinking we're going to start going to people's doors and knocking and going, mind if we come in and put cameras in your bathroom and watch you? They're going to like, get off my porch. We're going to say, hey, we apologize. It's for TV to illustrate that the NSA and corporations are watching everything you do. Why are you mad at me but not them when I'm being honest?
Right. That's exactly right. And I would not, you know, I mean, I take a lot of criticism, believe me, and I know Alex has too. You know, the fact is we all take a lot of criticism when you're doing what you believe in. Do it with respectfully, do it kindly, do it with an honest heart. And if you're wrong somewhere along the line, admit it and move on.
Be humble. But exactly. Don't you get empowered, actually, when the establishment attacks you? It means you're doing good. I mean, when you know you're doing the right thing, people need to stop worrying about getting made fun of or attacked. That's what life's all about.
Hey, it's being raised in a political family, you get pretty thick skin. I could care less what they say if I'm speaking my truth, and all of us can do the same. Don't be in fear. That's where they want you. That's when everything shuts down. Know what you are, who you are, and take that forward into the world around you. Your sphere of influence, maybe your friends, maybe your family, maybe bigger than that. Exercise it. Do something. All of us are doing a little bit. It adds up in the long run. You know, this... The country is not lost, or we wouldn't be doing this. I would give it up.
Just some average guy from Texas, and I've had a big effect, and I've got my problems, but I'm real, so it's had an effect. I know you got to go soon. I'm going to come back and do 5 minutes on the big resource issue and really how to supercharge this country and the world, just using Alaska by itself on record as the model of Dr. Nick Begich. We got 2 minutes to break, though. Let's jam in a few more calls. Chris in Nevada, you're on the air with Dr. Nick Begich. Go ahead. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Okay, Chris is gone. Let's go to Jay in North Carolina. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex, Doctor. I'm Jay Morrow from Great Dogwood State, North Carolina. I tried contacting you a couple of days ago by contact form. I wanted to touch on basically what the doctor was talking about as far as consciousness being upgraded. I'm just going to hit it on the head like a hit it on the head like a nail, being hit with a hammer. Basically, right now, there exists some technology that has been used for, I say, the early 90s, and it has basically been used to elevate those beneath the scenes behind closed doors. But now it's a point where it needs to be known that this technology exists that can reverse the DNA manipulation that the government and the powers that be have been.
Well, I know there's a lot of suppressed technology, but there's also a lot of people out there claiming they have things that they don't. I'm not saying you're doing that, but specifically, what is this?
Basically, I have found myself to become a targeted individual after being discharged from the United States Navy in 2011 with all types of arrest. Testament secret agents showing up at my
home. Well, there's no doubt they're harassing veterans. I mean, that's in the news today up on Infowars.com. I mean, they publicly admit that. So I'm going to come back and get Dr. Begich's take on that. Thank you for the call, sir. And then we're going to get into some of the solutions just on a resource-based front. Okay, with Dr. Nick Begich of EarthPulse.com. His books and videos are all available at InfoWarsStore.com or follow the links at InfoWars.com. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listener to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years. And I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's a couple of articles. That's from Charlie Chaplin's famous speech at the end of The Dictator, where he lampooned Adolf Hitler. Hitler reportedly had a hit put out on him, but it didn't come to fruition. Leaked document reveals Marine Corps Urban Training Center based on U.S. town where they train to take on the American people. Another article, police now armed for war against returning veterans. In fact, I'm going to be covering that some on the Sunday show with our returning reporters Sergeant Joe Biggs, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, and David Knight, who just got back from an Army training facility, which looked like it was set up for torture. That's what Biggs had seen in Afghanistan. He would deliver people for torture. Really a serious, hardcore issue. Obviously, war turns people into, it turns countries into monsters. Dr. Begich, in closing here, spend about 5 minutes on what you tried to get into earlier about freeing up federal lands, freeing up lands for natives, freeing up lands for states, the amount of minerals alone that can be easily and cleanly, from what I've seen, extracted from Alaska, but is not being allowed. A, why do you think it's being suppressed? And then B, break down what this could do for our country. And I know we'll get emails or comments by different alternative energy websites going, Alex, we thought you were for alternative energy, and you're a horrible person. Look, they're not letting us get those systems. We're trying to develop them. We're trying to deploy them. Everything the government pushes is kind of a patch or an act like they're doing it to actually control the industry. But we are based on minerals. We are based on oil and gas and all these other things we have. And this could be a boom for our country. So talk about it as a leading expert.
Well, first of all, you know, we're not going to convert from oil-based energy overnight. It's going to take decades. So these things are going to move forward. The United States has increased its oil and gas production dramatically from fracking and now what's going to be happening here in Alaska, to the point where in a few years we're going to be a net exporter. Energy imports used to be about 50% of our trade deficit, with the other half pretty much China. That's changing because of energy production locally within the U.S. But taking it from the minerals perspective, you know, Alaska has a project that's the Red Dog Mine, which is actually a native-owned property and a joint venture of private industry. It produces 6% of the zinc concentrate in the world. We have one of the 10 top silver mines in southeast Alaska. But we also have major finds of rare earth minerals, which are presently primarily controlled by the Chinese, but not in Alaska. We have resources that are being drilled out and found throughout southeast Alaska and some of the interior locations that could make America free in terms of rare earth, something we absolutely need to maintain competitiveness globally. We have no railroad link to Alaska, to the rest of the United States, through the, you know, we could hook up to the Trans-Canadian Railroad and start moving these bulk commodities out of Alaska for value added in the United States. We need the railroad links established to get these minerals to market. We can't just use ports. We have some of the largest mining projects in the country coming online in the next 10 years up here. We have the Donlin Creek Mine. We have the biggest one was Pebble, which has recently been sort of slowed down dramatically. Anglo-American pulled out. That's a $500 billion mine, and they still don't know the perimeters of it, and that's gold and molybdenum. Again, important minerals, you know, going forward. But Alaska has every strategic mineral in mineable quantities and strategically large quantities, world-class sizes here in Alaska, and they are not being developed for lack of infrastructure. You know, they're talking about, you know, we need roads to the wilderness. We need roads to the mining areas, and we need infrastructure built in the same way that we built the Western United States. That kind of initiative would not only create domestic jobs, but actual jobs that result in private industry developments and the export of value-added minerals. This is where we can gain our independence again. We have trillions and trillions of cubic feet of natural gas, not including the other forms of hydrocarbons, frozen methane on the North Slope. We have enough to run the country on energy. In coal alone, we have 51% of all the known resources in the United States and 25% of the world's coal resources. We have enough coal to run the energy needs of the U.S. for 2,000 years.
And let me stop you right there, because you're giving the solution. I've researched it. What you're saying is all publicly available. Your brother's a U.S. senator. You've managed massive amounts of land there. Dad, a congressman. You know what you're talking about. But it's the same thing. America can't have jobs. We can't have factories. We can't even have service jobs. It's Agenda 21. Same thing in Western Europe and the U.S. We're not allowed to develop. We're only allowed to have government or corporate institutional jobs to capture us and enslave us under the UNESCO treaty. My issue is, why does the elite want to shut down the United States and Western Europe? Why is the elite putting in policies where the West is committing suicide and not having children? Why does the elite themselves, pretty racist people, want to destroy the West?
Well, I think there's really two reasons. One is the biggest money is being made in the developing world. I mean, think about a developed stock is selling at $100 and it jumps to 110. You make 10% on it. Think of a penny stock going from a penny to a dollar. That's the third world. That's where they want
some. So they want to shut down development here because they already totally have enslaved the third world.
Right. And then if you look at it, they look at the U.S. mineral resource and base as a safety deposit box, because they can leave this stuff undevelopable. They exploit everyone else in the world until they get thrown out or nationalized, and then pull back into the United States and develop those resources at the point in which we're dumbed down and numbed down, and then they can continue to.
I was told that by a high-level elitist. I've never heard that before except from you. Were you given that from your high-level sources?
You know, that's the reality. I mean, just look at how it unfolds. Yeah, that's what everyone sees. If you really look at the bigger picture, it's just a shift in the market. They're going to go and exploit where they make the biggest margins and the least regulations, where they can corrupt government that's openly corrupt. I mean, every one of these governments, even our own government, think about it. We have a government that takes money around the world in pallets and plane loads to bribe people. It is well known. Kidnap people, torture people, invade your mail, kick down your doors. You don't even know people about like this unless you're listening to this broadcast in prison. You know, the fact of the matter is, this is a criminal government, and they've done everything that the elite wants to restrict us, restrain us, and keep us down, because we can make the difference. We can make the difference in being the light that our founding fathers expected of us, not to be a dominant force in the world, but to be a light where people want to emulate what we have here, what we do here, in their own self-interest, not imposed upon them by some external force.
I don't want to quantify this. You know, one shipment was $12 billion, another $30-something million to Iraq. And they use it not just to buy off local officials, but to buy off our own military, where they would give a sergeant $100,000 or somebody else $1 million, a general, and then say, by the way, you stole that money. You better do what we say and ship these drugs back. This is a corrupting. So instead of building something to rise in society that raises the whole society, if you're part of the criminal gang, you get ahead. And it creates dark ages, folks. We need to be going the opposite direction. Let me ask you this. Are we turning the tide? I know there's a big awakening. Is it enough? What does your gut tell you the timeline is? What's going to happen? You're probably one of the smartest guys in general knowledge, Dr. Begich. What do you see happening?
I think the tide is rising, and I don't think it takes 51%. The American Revolution started with 6% of the people, they say, were in favor of that when it began, and thank God there was that 6%. Today, with the ability to communicate globally, all of us, even in this broadcast right now, we can make a bigger difference if only 1% of us wake up and begin to act in what we believe to be right and true. It doesn't take a mass. It takes a few. There is way more engaged right now than is necessary to create the next revolution, the next evolution in human thinking. That's what's going on right now. The tide will turn. We're not going to give up the fight. There are too many of us in it for too long, and there's too many of us coming up and be from behind. And I think that's the fifth column is the fifth column of freedom. It's those of us that still engage this process and refuse to lay down in front of the tank and get run over. We're going to take control of those tanks again. We're going to take control of this country and all of our countries, because corruption is what needs to be snuffed out. The elite needs to be recognized for who they are and what they are, and recognize that the change has to come, and it is coming. I believe the tide is turning. Just keep in the fight. Don't give up, even in the worst circumstances. Those are the things that give us the scar tissue to continue and the strength to carry on.
Well, that's right. Beautifully said. Again, we carry most of your books and videos. Folks can also find them on your site, which I'll give people. Are you working on anything new? What do you focus on this day over at earthpulse.com, Dr. Nick Begich?
Well, we're working on a few things. A few of our electronic devices are coming out in the next few years. We've got some really interesting things for mineral and vitamin deficiencies, diagnoses. We have some great things coming in the field of health, which is an area that I'm very interested in because strong bodies, strong minds.
And I want to work with you on that. I want to work with you on that.
You bet. In fact, I'm hoping to get down to Austin at some point and spend a little time with you personally, and I'm hoping to get down there sometime this fall.
Come on down. You're welcome. We'll pay for your hotel, my friend. All right. Well, bottom line, look at Obama, a false messiah. But it doesn't work anymore. People wake up to these puppets faster and faster. And, you know, I complain that the public's dumbed down. Congress has as low as a 6% approval rating now. That's really got to worry the establishment.
Oh, I think so, too. You know, you're talking about the establishment. You know, I got to leave on one point. It's the Federal Reserve. And, you know, my brother's the only Democrat that signed on to audit the Federal Reserve. And when Bernanke called him and screamed at him over it, he said, hey, you internally audit yourself all the time. What are you worried about? They're worried. People are looking. It's not just about what's happening in the open media. People are paying.
By the way, it's great your brother did that. Tell folks, I remember seeing that briefly in the news. Give us the inside scoop on that Federal Reserve situation.
Well, you know, he doesn't trust them for good reason. They're not trustworthy. There's 300 banks. They're a private organization. They haven't been externally audited. They need to be. They need to be held accountable. They are jeopardizing everything in this country, and they're an outside institution with no audit in over 100 years. It's time. It's time for a review of what's going on. It's time for transparency, both within the government and with these quasi-government.
And your brother got yelled at by outgoing head Bernanke. I didn't know about that.
Oh, it was a big one. I mean, he got into a big fight with Obama. Obama called him on the phone over gun rights. You know, Mark favors gun ownership. He doesn't believe we need any more laws to restrict gun ownership. He's one of the few Democrats that do. Before he ever ran, he told the Democratic leadership, you're wrong. You're wrong on development of Alaskan oil. You're wrong on gun control. You're wrong on net neutrality. You're flat wrong. And it takes a different view. You know, Mark votes more with Republicans than any other senator. And the reason he does is because sometimes everybody has to recognize the other guy is right. And even if you disagree with some of Mark's politics, the fact of the matter is he does what he believes in. He's willing to do the fight. He's willing to take it on. It's for veterans, which was the last caller. He's on the Veterans Affairs Committee, holding their feet to the fire. And I can tell you, go look at the tapes of him in committees, and you're going to see him all over those guys, because veterans represent a major portion of our population and people who kept this country safe for the last 200 years. It's a different way of looking at politics. It's not all black and white. We need a politics that goes back to the fundamentals of recognizing that it's human beings we represent. It's the people we represent. And we can disagree vehemently about how to get to the solutions, but we need real solutions [S2] Sure. [S1] By a more cooperative and responsive government.
Absolutely. Thank you for all the time, Dr. Nick Begich. Look forward to having you in studio as soon as you want to come.
Thank you for having me, and I just, God bless you, Alex, and bless your listening audience.
You too. What a great guy. What a fabulous guy. I tell you, I read all that stuff in his books in the 90s and in the 2000s. You will learn more in those books now than has even come out. And it's just, it's insane the amount of stuff that's going on. The admitted documents on human manipulation to suppress us. I mean, I'm the type of guy, if I see a lady walking outside, an old lady or a man, whatever, and they fall down and hurt themselves, I don't laugh at that. And then I'll be around somebody, and somebody will fall down and get hurt, and people laugh, and I look at that person, and I go, man, you're really a jerk. And I just don't get off on people failing. Now, what I don't like is strong people trying to suppress me. I like seeing thugs fall. But that's normal instincts, ladies and gentlemen, and the globalists do not have our interest at heart. So anything they do is going to be bad. It makes me so angry. I talk about Warren Buffett constantly because he's the archetype of a guy that is the biggest recipient of U.S. taxpayer money alive, individually. Look it up. McClatchy newspaper is one of the sources. And then he's on TV every time I turn it on lecturing on how taxes aren't high enough when he's an economist and knows full well you cut taxes and tax money increases going in. And that tax cuts is what would get this economy going. They don't want it to get going. They want to shut it down. I told the story going to my uncle's funeral. I stopped with my son. I didn't take my daughters. At Luby's in Waco. It's a place I stopped many times going to see family in East Texas. And it was nothing but old women, maybe age 65 to about 85 or 90. And it was a big line of these old women. It's all nothing but old women coming in there to eat lunch. I remember going to Luby's cafeteria since I was a little kid in Dallas. And none of those women could buy hardly any food, even though it wasn't that expensive. And they were all upset, and they were all trying to just live. And it'd be one thing if we didn't have the resources and that was going on, but the globalists have done that by screwing this economy over. And it's only the beginning of the poverty. And it made me mad. And I just know most of those old women watch TV and think Obama really wanted to get them free health care. I mean, it's the betrayal of weak people just really makes me feel angry. And maybe I was already emotional going to my uncle's funeral, but I just fundamentally got so upset. When I see cops pulling over some poor woman with three kids in the back, writing them tickets, the woman can't afford all the inspection and crap. The country going there, and I know they're going to write them tickets. It's going to ruin that woman's life, and she won't even have a car to get to work. She'll go on welfare, and that's what they want. Not the cops. They're just there writing the ticket. It's just such an evil system. And I'm just not part of it. I got my own problems. But I'll tell you something right now. I'm not going to screw little people. It's never going to happen. Because the day I ever even think like that is the day that I don't need to be on the face of this planet. I don't enjoy hurting people. And our owners do. We'll be right back with the final segment. A couple phone calls and some key news straight ahead.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
You let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. block free podcast and video feeds. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this transmission is listener supported. We're not taxpayer funded by most state-run media that you see out there. We're promoting your freedom, our freedom. We're in this together. And we need your support. I have the best supplements out there. They've blown my socks off. You've heard the rave reviews of Super Male Vitality, the Fluoride Shield, the Survival Shield, the Lung Cleanse, all of it, InfoWarsLife.com. We've got a big sale going right now on multiple items there on the site, so please check it out this weekend. Please become a PrisonPlanet.tv member to see the nightly news and share a membership with up to 11 people who can watch the shows and archives and films simultaneously. So it's more than 11 memberships for the price of one, because usually, you know, they're going to have 11 people using it all at once. Probably give it to 50 people. PrisonPlanet.tv, and I want to thank you all for your support and your prayers and spreading the word about the broadcast, because if I'm going to lay my life on the line and go all out in this, I wanted to really win. I'm all in. I mean, I'm swinging for the fences here, and I'm weak. I do the best I can. Thanks for putting up with me. I'm trying hard, though, and we need your support and to spread the word and to pray for us, because the enemy does all sorts of stuff behind the scenes, and we know it's because we're effective, and we appreciate the enemy letting us know we're hurting them. But we also appreciate you giving us the energy we need to rise up and strangle the enemy. I mean, believe me, folks, we need to be energized. We've been energized, but I can see we can go to the next level. And I promise you, I commit to you, cross my heart, like George Strait says, that I pledge to you to do all I can to make all your dreams come true, of freedom. Because my dreams are tied to your dreams. We're in this ship together, Spaceship Earth. And I'm committed to you. I'm committed to my family. I am committed to being a good person. I am committed to standing against evil. I am committed to not being a coward. I am committed to seeing this through. And if you will just commit to this, we will win. And it's the animating contest that separates us from the animals, ladies and gentlemen. I believe in humanity. I believe in you. You believe in us. And we will defeat the globalist. I want to thank all our friends and real media out there as well. I salute you and thank you for all you've done. Steve in Texas, thanks for holding. AP Hill, military topic. We're going to have those guys on Sunday in studio. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick, Alex. I'll try to make this real fast. There's a couple projects just outside of AP Hill at one of the facilities that's nearby, Fort Pickett, actually. And there's a couple things that I saw or noticed that they're doing. One is they're building another thing that looks very similar to the AP Hill training facility. It's an $8.8 million construction project. They're going to have buildings, alleys, athletic fields, and all that. Another project that they're working on that I just found some articles on here, it's a $461 million training facility for U.S. diplomats.
Yeah, they're just building facilities everywhere for the domestic takeover.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was very interesting that they spend that much money to train government officials.
Well, they just need to take more old ladies' houses, and then they can do it. I appreciate your call. Great points. We'll look into it. David in Alaska, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, sir.
Hey, I've been waiting to get some information over to you here for a while. Number one, first and foremost, I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I'm also a certified anti-terror combat tactics instructor from our good friends over at DHS. Number two, and second most importantly, I am an oath keeper, and I have been since the day I ETS'd. It came to my attention that you guys were kind of chit-chatting and touching on some information about a mount, what we refer to as mount training facility over in Camp June.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to kind of call and give you guys some information on there about that facility. The facility has been built to mock a very specific town. It's in the northeastern portion of the United States. It's complete with running water and electricity, street signs.
Tell you what, I'm going to do some overdrive. Stay there. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to David. We're going to have...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.